Right?
Originally from down in the White Top Mountain area, down in southwestern Virginia. Speedy has an interesting banjo style, and he said he'd come and play us a tune. So, make welcome Speedy Collins.
Pleased that Speedy was able to come here today, and I was going to ask him to play some of the old-time tunes that his father used to play, and he played in the southwestern corner of Virginia. He's from around the Chilhi area. There's a big radius, a circle around the Bristol area, and so I thought I'd ask him to play a little bit of something like that, Sourwood Mountain, or one of those old-time tunes.
Yeah, okay, Sourwood Mountain. Okay.
Thank you.
Maybe you could tell us a little bit about how you learned to play the banjo.
Oh, well, to start off, my father played the banjo. I'm a little hoarse.
You have to pick that up because it's just...
Well...
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just for tape recording.
Yeah, it's just a tape recording. It's not
my voice is a little weak, that's why I don't... Now, my father, he played the banjo, played the fiddle a little bit, and a harmonica, and I picked it up from there, I suppose, there, and listened to Arthur Smith in Nashville, Tennessee, and my style from my father, he did the clawhammer style, we call it drop tone. Well, I learned that, and on down through the years, I've been playing quite a few years, off and on.
60 years.
almost that, yeah, I guess around 60. And I developed my own style, you know, just what you was hearing a while ago. And what you hear is the way I feel like it should be played, the way I like it, you know, whether it's right or wrong. So it's my style. I mix it up, you know, from the clawhammer, Dixieland, and bluegrass. I do, as you know, the three styles in one melody. Learned to do that, and I don't know where any of you other banjo players do that or not. It's the trick of that is the way you hold your picks. You know, I put my picks on one the clawhammer style. I leave it that way, and I strum up and down as though I was using a straight pick. And the other is the bluegrass style where you're putting your pick on.
Yeah, he has one pick on like a bluegrass picker, and the other one goes like a claw hammer. It's going two different directions.
That way I can switch around from one style to the other, no problem. And I do play quite a few variety of different types of music, Dixieland music, bluegrass, and country western swing, and all this.
Play another
old-time. Pick it up naturally, huh?
How about that Cripple Creek?
Yeah, crippled.
He ran away from home at one point. And what were you going to do? You're going to become a professional musician? Is that what? Is that what the story is?
My friend and I, we were going away to Hollywood. In other words, he invited me to go home to Hollywood and get in the movies.
Hollywood, Florida?
No, Hollywood, California. And we grew up together. Harold Hinsley is the fiddler's name. And he did make it all the way, but on the way, I changed my mind and come back home. I was during the Depression years, you know. And times was a little bit tough. It's hard to find something to eat, you know, regular meals, you know. And on the way to Hollywood, we got to Cincinnati, Ohio, and run out of money. So we was playing for what we could pick up, you know, along the way, maybe a nickel here and a dime there. And this a farmer from Kentucky came along, and he liked taken a liking to us, and so he taken us back on his farm, and so we stayed on his farm for a week and worked for him, you know, harvesting the corn, and he had corn ready to cut at that time. And he was having us to play music, because he liked to hear our music. And we cut his corn for 15 cents a shock, you know, it was huge. Mm-hmm. We had four men in the shock, it was about 25 feet in diameter. And anyway, we got 15 cents for doing that for the shock. Then we got enough money to get home on, get the bus fare. And when I got home, I didn't want to go back anymore. So he did eventually go to Hollywood and got into movies and played professionally all his life. His name was Harold Hinsley. But he had a fatal heart attack about 3 months ago, maybe a little longer than that.
How about you? You didn't stay around. You went up to the Washington area and played?
No, I come up to the Washington area. I've been around the Washington, D.C. area for about 39, since 1939. Played with several different groups, the Lee Highway Boys, and one group for a short time called North Carolina Ridge Runners, you know.
And who was that friend of yours? Tony Alderman was that friend for a long time. Tony Alderman was one of the people in the
original hillbilly group, you know, that recorded back in the late 20s. So I hooked up with Tony and a group called the Over the Hill Gang. And we played together quite well. The Over the Hill Gang is still playing down in Maryland, suburban D.C. area. And
Speedy's been known to play with Roy Clark, too, and Grandpa Jones.
Yeah, Roy Clark, he grew up, his father and I used to play together quite a bit. And played around some of the...
He plays with us around town there.
We have a group called the Sprouts of Grass, and
yeah,
Speedy's
one
good
of
to have.
Favorite groups is called the Sprouts of Grass, and they're from down in Tacoma Park, Maryland. And that's this couple here. That's why I came by today. I've been down Rainell, West Virginia, and have crossed all these mountains between here and there.
Speedy's a good man to have. If you need a bluegrass picker, he just turns on the bluegrass. If you need a claw hammer.
Let's play another tune. You want to play?
Okay.
What do you want to play?
A swing.
Oh, okay.
Play what?
Do you want to get your fiddle out and play a swing on the fiddle?
Lonesome Road Blues.
Okay, and then we'll go to. Okay. Fiddler, and he can tell us the story of how he picked up the fiddle. Happened here. Let me help you get it.
Well, the fiddle, I learned to play the fiddle mentally quite a few years after I learned to play the banjo. We had a group together, and our fiddle player is very good, but he had a little drinking problem, you know, and every time we was going to play at some schoolhouse. Something like that.
What year was this, Speedy?
Well, that's back in the 40s, early 40s. He would get overindulged, you know. And
the man wants to see the back of your fiddle. Right?
Oh, this is a Montgomery Ward mail order fiddle, by the way. It was made about 1898, and it's an original state. My sister in Minnesota donated this to me. As a violin player in Minnesota, I have the papers where he had ordered it from Montgomery Ward, 1904. It's a real good, has a very good sound.
Those aren't decals either, are they? What are you playing? Silver bells.
Goofus?
Yeah, I think it's Goofus.
It's
a swing tune.
We're going to do a tune called Goofus. It's a pretty old tune. It's been around a long time, many years.
Shuffle in there. That's characteristics of Speedy's fiddling style.
How about not dump the devil?
Do one more and then you'll quit.
What key is that in?
Key of A.
And Speedy will be out about 3 o'clock at Gribble Porch. If anybody wants to come in and say hi and fiddle a few or pick a few tunes, it'll be okay.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure coming by.
See Sandy for a record if you want to buy one of the Sprouts featuring Speedy's banjo player.
Hey.
Sandy's got a lot of them, right?
Yeah.
I got all these past nights. We've had a lot of Uncle Dave making tunes and asked Jimmy to play a couple of lyrics of everything. blonde haired beardy guy.
Singing with Jimmy. It's kind
of. All right. Over the mountain. This version, this is an old tune called Over the Mountain, and Uncle Dave played this a lot on the Grand Ole Opry, and in fact the Delmore brothers used to accompany a lot. So here we go, boys, we're going to do Over the Mountain. Why not? All right, here we go. going to do one called Buddy Roll Down the Line. Tennessee, they leased the convicts out. They marched them in the coal mine with the Kent Street labor stout. The labor rebelled against it to win it some time. And while the leash was in a fix, they made them rise and shine. Oh, buddy, would you roll down the line? Buddy, would you roll down the line? Gonna come the darling coming down the line. Buddy, would you roll down the line? Buddy, would you roll down the line? Gonna come my darling coming down the line. Well, every Monday morning they get you up on time. They march you down to Lone Rock, says look into that mine. See, they march you down to Lone Rock, says look into that hole. Well, the very next time the captain comes, you better have your hole. Buddy, we'll throw down that line. Buddy, we'll throw down.
That was bluegrass. I'm not talking about.